Beginning July 1st, Ohio drivers will be able to legally go 70 miles an hour on big sections of interstate highways. The speed limit increase is part of a new state transportation budget the Ohio lawmakers gave final approval to today. Steve Faulkner speaks for the Ohio Department of Transportation. In an interview with Ohio Public Radio's Bill Cohen, Faulkner says the higher speed limit would be in effect on the rural stretches of the interstates.
That can mean certain sections of highway from Cleveland to Columbus, from Columbus to Cincinnati. That's on 71. You know, over in the western part of the state on I-75 between Toledo and Dayton, again, right outside of those metropolitan areas, you're going to be able to travel as much as 70 miles per hour legally.
Also Interstate 70 going east to west?
Absolutely. On Interstate 70 going east to west, you know, think of it from pretty much the Pennsylvania border, with a couple of exceptions in Cambridge or in Zanesville and those areas, looking at possibly going 70 miles per hour that entire way to Columbus from the Pennsylvania, from the West Virginia border, rather. Also on the western half of the state, from Columbus over into Indiana, with an exception maybe in Springfield and Dayton, in order to be able to go 70 miles per hour on that interstate.
Even if somebody's going all the way from Cleveland to Columbus or Columbus to Cincinnati, we're just talking about saving a few minutes, right?
I mean, there's a potential to save a few minutes, certainly. You know, there is a time and a money, a financial factor involved here, potentially, saving folks a little extra time in their commute, but also saving them a little extra money, too. That's less time spent on the roadway. For businesses, for instance, getting goods from one place to another could help save a few bucks that way. You know, the 70-mile-per-hour zone issue isn't new to Ohio, even. We've seen it on the Ohio Turnpike. It's something that works well. And now it's just an opportunity for motorists throughout Ohio to utilize that level of speed legally.
Now, are we just talking about interstates, or is there also a rising of the speed limit on some of the other roadways?
You know, the law right now, as it is in the Ohio legislature, allows that increase from 65 to 70 miles per hour on non-urban interstates. Those are the big interstates throughout the state of Ohio. But there's also a provision that allows the speed to increase from 55 to 60 miles per hour. That's on some of the two-lane highways in the state. So there could be an increase of speed on some of those roadways as well.
And who will make that decision?
Well, that's a decision by the Department of Transportation and the director of the Department of Transportation. You know, our interstates are built to accommodate an increase of speed up to about 70 miles per hour and maybe even a little bit more. Some of our two-lane state highways, to increase the speed from 55 to 60, may require, in some places, some upgrades to the roadway. For instance, a grade of a curve to be corrected and that sort of thing. So, you know, we're going to look at increasing the speed where it makes sense at a least cost to taxpayers in order to get that done.
That's Steve Faulkner of the Ohio Department of Transportation. He says the agency doesn't yet have a cost estimate for new highway signs, alerting most motorists to the higher speed limit. Faulkner says that's because in some cases, perhaps totally new signs won't be needed, and workers can simply attach the new numbers to the old signs.